Welcome back to the Audio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week I have handed the producer baton over to freelance producer Adam Skin, who was at the student radio conference in Salford, soaking up the atmosphere and chatting to some great guests. So let's hand over to Adam at SRAcon 2026.
Hello and welcome to Salford for the Student Radio Conference 2026. Hundreds of students from across the UK are getting together for the three-day event. And over this episode, we're going to try and give you a flavour for what happened at this year's conference. And it's fair to say there's quite a bit of excitement.
I'm really excited to meet people in the industry and learn from their experiences and everything.
I'm really excited for the Amplify Awards. Yeah. Hopefully we'll win some, yeah.
We had a radio station we've been to quite a lot for amplifiers.
It's the first time I've been, so I'm kind of going into it just with an open mind to see what kind of there is, to be fair, just to learn as much as I can.
I'm excited for all of them, but I think there's a particular social media one which I'm really looking forward to.
But yeah, I think I'm looking forward to the BFBS Get a Career in Radio. It's just really exciting, really.
Also Demo Factor tonight, because loads of people have submitted from YARBY, so I get to go and just listen to them on a big screen and a big group of people. It's going to be really fun.
The first day started with a keynote talk from KISS's Nick Bright.
You know, so many people question whether radio still has a space in the media landscape, whether it's dwindling, whether more people are doing this, that or the other. But you've only got to come to this conference every year to see how interested and how engaged the students are. So the next generation of people that are going to work in this amazing industry, they're here. I love how inquisitive people are and how interested people are, you know, how hungry everybody is. It makes me remember my time in student radio and realise how old I am.
What student station were you at?
So I went to Westminster University, which was Smoke Radio. And yeah, we just had a great time. That was, can I say how long ago it was? Can I make it up? It was 2010 I graduated, so quite a while back.
And did you ever go to any events or conferences like this one?
Yeah, so I won a student radio award many, many years ago, not for presenting, funnily enough, for marketing and branding. So I was the voice of the station, and we that year won best marketing and branding. I think it might have been the first year it was at the Indigo 2. In the O2. I mean, that is really aging it. The year before, it was in a place called the Connaught Rooms in London. But yeah, it was at the Indigo 2, and we got to go on stage, and Fern Cotton was hosting the awards. It was all very cool. And yeah, I went to a studio radio conference. And one of the things I always tell people that are involved in student radio is try and get to these things. Try and get to the student radio conference. Try and get to the student radio awards if you can, because that's where you'll meet, you know, people who have got, you know, actual ties in the industry who might potentially be able to give you a job.
Love that. And obviously you've made the jump to KISS earlier this year.
Yeah.
How have you found it? How's it all going?
Yeah, I mean, so far so good. Everybody's, firstly, nobody's paying me to say this. Everybody is so nice. They're really cool. And I'm somebody that's always wanting to learn more, skills. And Trevor Nelson said to me, sorry to name drop a big name in radio, but Trevor said to me, who was one of my radio heroes and still is, he said, we never know everything. You know, even him, he's been in the industry since KISS was a pirate radio station, and then he stayed with the station. It went legit, and then he went to Radio 1. He's obviously been there for many, many years, one extra Radio 2. And we're all still learning. So to go to KISS and learn a whole new way of broadcasting, a whole new broadcast desk in the new studios that we've got, a whole new playout system, all of that. The radio nerd in me is absolutely loving it, because, you know, it's basically been my life. I studied radio production at uni, was involved with student radio, did community radio, and then, you know, spent basically my whole working life in radio. So to still be doing it and learning new stuff is really cool.
There were several breakout sessions that took place, including one with Gold Sir Simon Rimmer, where he talked about the first year of his new radio show.
Hello, I'm Simon Rimmer, and I am the Saturday morning presenter on Gold Radio.
Lovely stuff. I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you've gone from TV to radio. How have you found that?
It's a very different medium, but very exciting. I was brought up on radio, so I've always been a really, really big fan of radio. When I got invited to present, then it was a yes sort of straight away, really. I want to kind of actually pass my audition. I think radio feels more intimate. When you present on telly, obviously you have the visual there straight away, so you almost don't have to create a landscape or create an atmosphere because it's there, everybody can see it. Whereas on radio, I think you very much have to kind of create your own little environment, your own sort of community, really, which is what I've tried to do on the show.
Are there any things that you found quite challenging making the move over to radio?
Well, I was very much determined that I wanted to run the desk. I didn't want to be somebody that sat there and was just given a cue by the producer. I have three producers on the show. I have Tom, Holly and Charlotte, all of whom are brilliant. And I said from the start, if I'm going to do this, I actually want to be able to do this. So they threw me in at the deep end. There was no kind of like, okay, well, we'll get there. And they said, right, if we don't do it from the start, it will become more and more of an issue. So why don't we chuck it? Because my background is live telly. I'm used to making mistakes. So that didn't worry me, I think. I think I was very fortunate with that. That I thought, well, if I make a mistake, I'll just own it. You know, I do that every Sunday on Sunday brunch.
And what advice would you give to people that are aspiring presenters, be it TV or radio?
I think you have to make a decision about what you want to be, not what somebody else wants you to be. I think it's very easy. I know even when I first started in telly, and you would sometimes be pushed in a certain direction, and without being stroppy about it, saying, I just don't think that's me. I don't think, you know, I don't think that's where I want to be. I don't think that's about me. And I'm not saying that you don't have to compromise in order to move forward or to get an opportunity. But I think you have to be careful that you don't ever compromise to the point where you think, I don't recognise myself anymore. I think that's a really important thing. That would be a big thing. And I think the other thing is just learn. Grab every single opportunity that you can. Obviously, so much of it is going to be unpaid in those areas. Learn. And I think also listen to other people. You know, listen to who do you like on radio? Who do you think, why are they good? What is it you like about them? Is it the way they speak? Is it the way that they interact? Is it their passion for music? I think just look and learn and go, right, okay, I love such and such a body. Therefore, why do I like it? And just never, ever stop learning. I certainly don't think I do.
There was another great session with Rob Tobin where he talked about what it took to launch the new Kiss breakfast show.
We've just launched our brand new Kiss breakfast with Tyler West and Chloe Burrows at the start of this year. And it's been a really exciting time creating a show for our audience that we feel is something different, is something really fun, that stands out, is creative, is chaotic in all of the right ways, and is something that our audience can enjoy and be moved by and surprised by and entertained by every day in the mornings, hopefully.
And also social media at the minute for radio as well is key, getting it out there, getting it on socials as well. How are you marketing the new breakfast show?
So we went with the line of Level Up Your Mornings, which is all about, you know, telling our audience that their mornings are about to get better because Tyler and Chloe are about to level up their mornings. And it's as simple as that. And that came from terminology that we use in things like video games and other places that are big to our audience. And it really did the job in that one clear line that markets the show. In terms of how we got that out there, social media, of course, huge, like you mentioned. So it was about making the right content with potentially with star guests who have big audiences themselves, who could help spread the word and help us tap into their audiences, and basically creating as much noise as possible and as much fun chaos in the spaces where our audiences are. So meeting them where they're at in TikTok, in Instagram, and cutting through with content that stands out. So it's content that will grab their attention in just a few seconds and make them stick around and have a little listen to us and give us a go.
Alongside the breakout sessions, there were Demo Factor one-to-ones, where students could take their demos to industry professionals for feedback ahead of that night's Demo Factor. Speaking of Demo Factor, I caught up with the judges just before the event started.
I'm Chris North from North Media Talent.
I'm Paul Sylvester. I'm the content director of the Absolute Radio and Magic Networks.
I'm Natasha Johansson. I'm from BBC Sounds and Radio 4.
I'm Aled Hayden-Jones, head of Radio 1.
So production is just wrapping up for Demo Factor tonight. How are you feeling about tonight's event? Nervous?
Strangely nervous, actually, because this is a great night. We always enjoy it. But we do want to find the next stars, you know, of the industry. So there is a lot riding on us as well here tonight, not just the people sending the demos in.
What I really like about this at this point is we have no idea what we're going to hear. And every year there's somebody who is memorable. And going, I've done about 12 years of this, and I can still remember the people that I've really heard and really thought were amazing over the course of the years. And some of them have gone on to do really brilliant stuff. So I think it's a really important night to be able to showcase the new talent, the next generation, and for them to hear how they can improve.
I'm really excited to see, you know, what people have got to offer, to hear something that really surprises me and stops me in my tracks. So no tall order, right?
The thing about Demo Factory is not just about the demos either. The people, the delegation, get to hear their peers. They also get to hear the quality of student radio across the UK, as do we. And actually, it makes some brilliant producers out of that process as well. So everybody learns from this experience, not just the judges, but also the students.
If you don't know what Demo Factor is, well, get to know. Just think Britain's Got Talent, but with radio demos instead of singing dogs, or I don't know, I've not watched Britain's Got Talent for a long time. And at this year's Demo Factor, the standard was incredibly high. All five of the judges used their golden buzzer. But at the end of the night,
here we go.
It all came down to this.
The best demo of Demo Factor 2026 is Carl from Spa.
Oh, I'm still in a bit of shock, to be honest. It was such a whirlwind, but genuinely I think the whole show was amazing. I think many people could have won, but yeah, I'm absolutely delighted to win. It's been a dream, really.
How long did it take to put that demo together? What a brilliant demo it is, by the way.
To be honest, I did it in a few weeks. It was just something that, you know, a few links came in my head. I sat down, really planned it, but the main thing in my demo, I said before, to be me. I think that's always what I want to do, and I feel like if I like the content, other people will like it too. So I think that's all what I put into it, and hope that the judges would like what I like, I guess.
Spark London, you're from. How long have you been part of student radio?
So I've been a part 2 years. You know, I think I had probably a different background to most. I came through a football academy for 18 years. So I kind of fell into radio, and since coming to Spark, I've absolutely fell in love with it. And that's mainly down to the station as well. They've been so supportive my whole journey, you know, from last year, coming here at the SRA conference, showing me my way around, introducing me to producers to help me develop. And it's genuinely one of the best radio station ever. It's just such a community, such a family. And like I said, big shout out to Scott and all the rest of management who've been so supportive and so helpful the whole way through.
I think that every single year, the talent and the quality, it just gets better and better and better. And I don't remember the last time when I think we've actually had 5 golden buzzers. Yeah. There were so many more that we could have golden buzzered as well. I think that Luke was phenomenal. That demo was outstanding. Mm. He literally just did a kind of masterclass in it and let everyone hear how it should be done. He had literally like ticks on every single pointer.
A massive congratulations to Luke from Spark Sunderland for winning Best Demo. Day 2 started with a whole host of breakout sessions talking about station sound, AI, and how to get the most out of your tech. Alongside these, the Audio Academy put on a speed networking event where students had time to connect with industry professionals.
I'm James Melville. I'm a presenter on Spark Sunderland, and I was formerly the head of music at Boom Radio. The speed networking event effectively is there's loads of industry professionals, and there's a lot of us students looking to get a lot out of them. So they're all sat at tables. You can move around. You can speak to pretty much whoever you want. And I've already spoken quite in depth to Chris North. He's been fantastic. He gave a lot of great insight to quite a few of us, gave me advice on sort of who to tailor my demo for, and was happy to give me his email and all that. It's been great.
There were more keynote talks on day 2, one of them being with Radio 1's Danny Howard.
Hi, it's Danny Howard, and I present Dance Party on BBC Radio 1.
And could you just give us a few of the headlines from your talk at conference today?
Some of the headlines are that there are lots of amazing, bright young talent coming through the radio pipeline, which is very exciting. It was amazing to meet all the people here that are excited and love radio as much as I do. I also learnt that I'm very lucky to have my production team who make me sound good on the radio, and that... what else did I learn? That I would probably not make a good producer myself.
I love it. It's a learning experience for everyone. Yeah. Can you just talk me through your journey to where you started presenting on Radio 1? Mm.
I was kind of thrust into it out of the wilderness. I was a DJ in Blackpool, Manchester, Liverpool, just sort of locally. And then after I won the DJ competition on Radio 1, like a couple of demos later, they decided to bring back dance anthems because dance music was making a real resurgence in the mainstream. And they had the Friday night shows, but they were more specialist, but they needed something that was more mainstream leaning to a wider audience. So they wanted to bring that show back and they just thought I was the right person to do it. It was definitely right time, right place for me. What was it, 14 years later, I'm still here.
And we're at the Student Radio Conference. Yeah. What advice would you give to budding radio presenters and DJs as well?
I don't want to sound cliche, but you just never know when something's going to click or an opportunity's going to present itself. So all you can literally do is what is in your control, and that is making sure you're doing shows weekly or monthly, however much you can commit. But as much as you can, making sure you've got a presence on social media, even if people aren't liking your content, just keep posting reels, keep posting TikToks, and you never know when one might just go, and it could be, you know, the way you start building your following, and just making sure that the substance there, that when you do get an opportunity, you're able to grab it with both hands and prove that you're the real deal, really. Give yourself the best shot.
Day two ended with the Amplify Awards, hosted by Nicola Lashley and Tom Watts from Capital. And massive congratulations to everyone who won an award. It was a great night. And a bit of housekeeping. The Student Radio Awards have been announced. They will be held at Indigo at the O2 on November 24th. Entries are now open, so head to the SRA socials to find out more. Day three of conference took place in Media City, which had some brilliant breakout sessions about social media, freelancing, and radio around the world. And there was a great keynote all about being a radio presenter in 2026.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Hurst from Hits Radio and Greatest Hits Radio.
Tell us about your talk today. What's been going on?
We were talking about resilience, socials and versatility, because I think all those three things are really important if you want to make it as a broadcaster in the industry. You know, you've got to be resilient. It's an amazing industry and we all love it. And I think that's why we're interested in it, because we're all radio nerds, or we want to communicate, and or just being behind that microphone or being involved in radio, may not be in front of the microphone, but behind the scenes or doing things. We just love this thing called radio. But it's a tough industry, so you've got to be resilient. Sometimes you're going to get no's, you're going to get knockbacks, and you've got to be able to dust yourself down and pick yourself up and crack on. Socials, really important, as we all know that, but more of us are starting to sometimes put our phones away, aren't we, a little bit, because it's just a noise. But that algorithm that changes every 6 weeks, but it's trying to stand out, and it's so difficult. But we played a load of examples. Joel Mitchell, who I was sharing the stage with as well, he played loads of stuff from BBC Manchester and Radio 1 and me at Hits and Greatest Hits Radio. And also, it's just trying to just cram all that in a 45-minute session is... It's really good, really good.
And as a sort of veteran of the radio industry and SRA, it's better than old, isn't it?
It's better than old. But technically, I am old. I'm getting older.
How's this year's conference?
Being here today, the energy in the room has just been brilliant. And I always love, I mean, I've come to so many student radio conferences over the years, you know, whether it was in, you know, Cardiff, Swansea, here in Manchester before, or Leeds, or been all over the place. It's just the energy in the room. And I just love being around the next generation, because I mean, you guys inspire me, because we've all got to inspire each other, haven't we? And like I said to everyone, you've got my two words are believe, achieve, because if you believe it, you can achieve it. And by belief, it makes you get up, it makes you, when you get those no's, you get those knockbacks, you know, that is when, you know, you break through. Never stop believing. So believe, achieve,
and blink and you'll miss it. With that, 3 days are over. Conference was wrapping up. And hundreds of students were returning home inspired and full of new and exciting ideas.
I am Jack Corbett. I am the network officer. I'm in charge of conference and all that shenanigans, any training for students. I think everything's gone well. A lot of ex-SRA faces showed up. We've got a lot of new faces. Everything that we pulled together from Audio Academy Network into sessions on tech, sessions to broadcasting around the world and so on. Yeah, everything. Good variety.
I've had the best 3 days. I loved Stephanie Hurst and Joel Mitchell's keynotes. You can tell they're just so passionate about radio.
I have had the best time over the last couple of days. It's so good having everyone together again and catching up with everybody. And I think the standout for me has got to be Kemi Rogers' panel. Seeing her journey into the industry is so inspiring.
I think Demo Factor this year was particularly entertaining. There was a lot of
different demos, a lot of people doing different styles of radio.
Conference will return next year in 2027. That sounds like a pretty cool film sequel. And a reminder, the entries are now open for the Student Radio Awards. That'll take place in November in London. This episode was produced by Adam Skin and was made possible with the help from the amazing Izzy Brand, Thomas Sharp and Adam Barlow, who will be producing some more episodes all about the conference that you can find on the SRA podcast. So just keep an eye out on the SRA social for more info on those.
A big thank you to Adam Skin at SRACon 2026 for this week's podcast. If you'd like to know more about the Student Radio Association, then go to their website, studentradio.org.uk. Our next Foot in the Door event is in Liverpool on the 5th of May. More guest speakers are being announced all the time, so check out our website where you can also book tickets at audioacademy.org.uk. Tonight, Wednesday, 22nd of April, is our ARIA's nominations party at Spotify. You can live stream the event on our YouTube channel. Again, go to our website and you'll see the link on our homepage. And next week, the podcast will be coming from our ARIA's nominations night, where I'll be getting instant reactions as the nominations are announced. I'll see you next week.